Oh my goodness! It's round three! We are in the Sweet 16 of Women in Fiction! Women in Comedy March Madness! Hooray for everybody!
Woo! Are we actually going to do a March Madness that ends in March?
We will definitely not. No, absolutely not.
That
is not possible with the way weeks work.
I don't even think actual March Madness ends in March.
I think March Madness doesn't last the entirety of March. They do it all like in a shorter amount of time.
It barely starts in March.
Yeah, exactly. It's stupid. So, and speaking of stupid, this lame competition where we're going to tell you, our listeners, who the funniest women in comedy are. We know you don't care, but guess what? We are the authoritative source. If you don't agree with us, you are factually, objectively wrong.
Whoa.
Yes.
Words were said.
We're already objectively wrong because Vicky from Small Wonder didn't
stop. No, we're not.
Get in.
We're not doing that. Come on. We're better than that. Game one in round three, Sweet 16. These are the epics. We actually could talk about these characters a little bit now because they made it this far and we have more room to like flex and what have you.
Yeah.
And one of the first things we're going to talk about, game one, is Lucille Bluth from Arrested Development versus Frau Blücher. From Young Frankenstein. How sick am I of that horse sound effect?
Pretty much, I think.
Young Frankenstein is a great movie. And Cloris Leachman is a wonderful actress who could be nominated for a billion different movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree.
And TV shows.
I will say this was the only time I voted for her, though.
This was the only time
this was the only time I voted for her.
You chose wrongly. Why? Who was she? She was up against Cher. You liked Cher better than Mel Brooks' characters? I don't know.
I guess, yeah.
I'm trying to liven this up, but I
voted for Frau, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Where's all the lack of love for Lucille?
I don't really think Arrested Development's that funny.
I'm with Michelle on this.
You're wrong.
I never got it.
I liked the first few seasons.
Yes.
And then after this part where What's-His-Face gets his hand bit off by the seal, it was all downhill. That was the climax of the series?
The climax.
And then, you know what? With James's love for seals, I feel like he should agree with us.
Seal rightfully took his revenge on the human race.
An odd choice to make.
I just think she's really funny. And I think at least the original first three seasons of Arrested Development, the writing is so crisp. And, you know, they just do a great job with her character, right? She's really funny and yet somehow on occasion sympathetic while being absolutely awful at the same time.
It's really hard to write a character that's both like villainous but also still kind of endearing. And I think they do it with Lucille Bluth. Jessica Walter is amazing. Christine Wiig also plays. So we nominate the character, not the actress, for whatever reason we decided that way. And remember Kristen Wiig was in... I don't know why I said Christine earlier, but Kristen Wiig was one of the flashback Lucilles.
And yep.
She definitely was Lucille Bluth as a young woman. It's freaking hilarious. I love it. Unfortunately, for Al, Frau Blücher did not make it to the next round in your face.
Wow. I'm not disappointed.
That's the way I phrased it. I phrased it in an intentionally aggressive way.
I'm not shocked. I'm just still sad.
I think this is tough, too, and it's something we've seen in other competitions before. Characters from longer form mediums tend to have a little bit of an edge of kind of, generally speaking, one-time characters.
You think so, but we're pulling this out of our asses.
She beat Edith Bunker in round one.
Yeah, this is complete garbage.
True.
It's all arbitrary.
And I have to admit, I have spent more hours of my life watching Young Frankenstein than... watching Arrested Development.
I can agree with that.
That's fair.
I guess, sure. And then, the keystone character in that film was Frau Blücher. Unfortunately, game two. Oh my God, this was neck and neck. So, Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers versus Blanche Devereaux, the Golden Girls. The Golden Girls who were, yes indeed, put out one per... region who are going to just be the final four were all over this competition. Linda Belcher, not as we discussed last week, not voiced by a woman technically, but still a female character. This was tough for me, believe it or not.
I still like Blanche more, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I just like, again, I like most of those characters from Golden Girls I like, but Blanche was definitely one of the top two of that other cast.
Oh, all right.
I had to vote for at least two of the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
That were left.
Yeah,
so
legally,
obviously,
you have to.
Yeah. So this was one of the ones where I did. No, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay, Blanche
was
one.
Yeah, there were two others. Yes. You know.
So like early in this competition, Blanche was taking the lead, but Linda was the little train that came up, And then as it comes to a close this morning, Linda edged over Blanche. Ooh. But then we kept the doors open, and then Blanche came up from behind.
I was all me. It was probably just me voting. It was just times it
Blanche shows up, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. We sent out our email to all our listeners, and then Linda started going up, and it is all over the place. But so, as of close of poll, the winner of game two, and moving on to the next round, thank you for being a friend, Linda Belcher moves on to the next round. What?
Well, look.
By the slimmest of margins in this competition history. Where's that bell?
Well, at least then we can't say we won't be able to answer the ultimate question of who is the best Golden Girl.
Right.
Well, it's obviously not Blanche. She got eliminated first.
Yeah. It's not going to happen here in this competition.
I'm curious if Betty White is going to win Golden Girl Survivor again in this competition.
Wow. Ooh. Because she's the only living one. That's too soon.
Sad.
Game three. Pam Pouvet from Archer. I don't know why I said it that way. And Britta Perry from Community. This is an interesting competition. Two great sitcoms.
I don't think Britta's that funny.
And what's interesting is, my favorite comment, we have comments open for this one, is somebody left a comment, don't Britta this. And that is the best.
I love Community, and you know, it's funny because I think with Al, I don't think Britta is like my favorite female comedian on the show.
Yeah.
But I still think Community overall is very solid. And I think Britta plays a really strong role in that interplay between many of the great people on
the
show.
I
would have chosen either of the other female characters on that
disagree.
Show.
Disagree. No, Shirley not as good. I don't. Shirley.
Annie wasn't even talked about.
Annie was in the competition. Yeah. Made it out,
she
I think,
was?
Second
yeah.
round, maybe?
Wow.
I
don't
know.
Exactly.
I thought you were first round.
Yeah.
And I love Shirley. I think Shirley's hilarious.
I like Shirley, but like Shirley, that's one of those, when she is annoying in the worst way, it's like, oh man, this is just, hey, maybe because you people aren't people of color of different ethnicities and religions and stuff, but having that thrown in your face constantly every week, that's the reason why Community got canceled, because of the religious rites. I don't care, man. I'm sorry. But Pam Movie moves on to the next round. Britta did it.
Britta did it.
Boom. All right, game four. Rose Nyland from The Golden Girls versus Gina Linetti from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I love Rose. She's a darling. She's wonderful. But Gina has got the best laughs in modern sitcom history.
She does.
She is the best.
I went with the Golden Girl.
Well, you went wrong because the winner was Rose. Rose moved on to the next round.
The Golden Girls are tanking it this round.
No,
they're not.
No.
Rose won?
55th. Rose won.
Rose won. Okay.
I'm totally screwing with James. His mind is just gone. He's like, I can't take this.
I can't follow.
It's sports radio, James. This
no
is how it works.
Schtick.
Too intense for me.
Yeah.
They're never like, oh, Jacksonville won.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Like, nobody says that.
They're not
nobody
me. Game five. Liz Lemon from 30 Rock versus Lucy Ricardo from I Love Lucy.
I'm half expecting Lemon to have gotten her butt kicked here.
This was a very, this one, again, was one of those that went back and forth the entire week. Lucy was in the lead for a while, then Liz, back and forth. Currently, there is threats of violence in our Facebook posts. Somebody is threatening violence against another person.
I feel like this is a great round, too. I mean, Lucy is classic and iconic and like really made a name for herself, kind of in the way that I think of Tina Fey now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's done kind of the same sort of stuff, really kind of building this media empire by creating these shows and doing all these great things.
Yeah, I think that I think Lucy would want to give it to the new girl in a way, and I think Liz would be like, "No, Lucy's the icon." And I think both of them would find a funnier way of phrasing that by both like digging their heels in and saying that they want the crown. That's where I'm going with this.
I'll tell you, I think Lucille Ball is very much the Mickey Mouse of television female comedians.
Yeah.
Or the Minnie Mouse.
What? Yeah! Minnie Mouse!
I got it. But my point is that these are characters that have a huge reputation as iconic characters. But when I look back on it, what do I actually really like that they've done?
I will throw this table at you. I will Thanos a moon into you right now. Lucy is, I'm not just saying this because like, oh, this is an icon or whatever. legitimately still like hold your side laughter on this on the comedy she does. Yeah. I know it's subjective, but in this case, it's also objective.
I will say, I Love Lucy was my favorite show growing up, watching that on Nick at Night. It still holds up now. It's still one of my favorite, if not still my favorite TV shows, I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
So, because you still get those good belly laughs out of those situations.
It's definitely, there's a lot more slapstick in it than Liz and 30 Rock. Not that 30 Rock doesn't have slapstick, it definitely does. But yeah. there's an absurdist humor in 30 Rock that is really good. That I don't know. I can't see that there's any absurdist humor in, or a lot of absurdist humor.
In very obscure episodes, there's some.
Yeah, maybe, but yeah. So, anyways, we left it up to you, the audience, to decide this most important game of the millennium. And of course, the winner is Liz Lemon.
Oh my!
Oh wow! God.
Barely.
She got some splaining to do.
Wow! Last few minutes, a push. To be perfectly honest, I prefer Liz in this competition, just because if we had crowned Lucy, I would have been like, yeah, sure. All it's right. Like
crowning Mickey Mouse move. Best Disney character.
I got to say, you know, it does, bribing the audience does pay off. So if you buy everybody hot dogs in the first episode.
Nice.
You get dividends down the road.
Game six, Eleanor Shellstrop from The Good Place versus Dorothy Zbornak, The Golden Girls. Hey, you know what? Earlier in this competition, I was all like, yeah, Golden Girls are going to wipe it out, but not in the Sweet 16.
I'm honestly surprised Eleanor made it this far. I love The Good Place. I do. But, I mean, out of all the characters on the list, I feel like she's one of the newest, right? We're only on the third season of The Good Place. So just shocking to see that she's, you know, so in the cultural zeitgeist already, which is cool.
Yeah, it is. I think maybe she's riding some of that Kristen Bell like wave of good press. But I honestly, like, I was surprised how close this came. There was a point in the competition when I had checked in to make sure everything was going right, i.e., the way I wanted to, and Dorothy lost her lead, and that continued through today. But not until closing, or did it? Because I'm just trying to. The shtick isn't working.
Not so much. Tell us, Frank.
Dorothy made it, but barely in the last few minutes. That wasn't worth it. I'm tired. All right, let's do that again. All right, pretend like you were surprised. I'll cut out most of my shtick. Should we leave this in? We should probably leave this in.
Yeah.
Welcome to Non-Productive
World. Go to hell, audience. Go to hell. We should change the results and then really mess with people. I want to see one person complain afterwards. I feel like people just wait for the next round and just vote and they know who won because of the last round. Is that what you're doing, audience? You sons of bitches.
It's not what I do, Frank. I listen to our content.
I'm talking to the audience, Al.
I thought we were the audience.
Oh, that's depressing on a whole other level.
Level of dark comedy I don't want to go to.
No,
tonight.
I never listen to us.
No.
What's a podcast?
Exactly.
In game six. We're not going to start from game six. So, yes, between Eleanor Shellstrop, Dorothy Zbornak, it was surprisingly close, but by only a few votes, Dorothy creeps out a victory.
Thank Woo! God.
Dorothy moves on to the next round. I kind of feel like that's the right call on this one. I think Dorothy has more solid. Like, Blanche, I love Blanche, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe Blanche should be dethroned by whoever she was dethroned by. I forgot already. It wasn't Britta, was it? God, I hate Britta. Oh, man. Britta's just the worst.
No, it was Linda from other.
It was Linda. Yeah, I could almost see that. Write me an angry letter, people. So, game seven.
Double
Sally Solomon from Third Rock from the Sun versus Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec. Probably our only one-sided competition this round. And the winner was that lady from Beyond the Stars, Leslie Knope!
I hate you.
I don't even remember
I'm so glad. I actually really, really like got into Parks and Rec later.
It's
in
so
life.
Good.
Yeah, it's funny. And she's a joy in that show.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing that works well for Parks and Rec and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and
The Good Place.
The Good Place.
Rock.
That these sitcom, the characters are actually. See, the bad thing about the two suggestions you made are not what I was talking about.
They're all written by the same guy.
Yeah. So, like, they are really the characters are very strong and are very, like, you want to root for them for the most part. You know, you want to support them. You want them to succeed. There are other sitcoms that I've been watching recently in lieu of those because they're all kind of off on hiatus or their end of the season or what have you, that where you're just like, these are just despicable characters I never want to see succeed. I don't really care about them. Arrested Development maybe would be one of them. Maybe the especially the Netflix version of Arrested Development. But our final game for the round is Game 8, Sophia Petrello versus Kitty Foreman. I don't know why people hate Kitty Foreman so much, but we get
a lot of
her.
She just wants the dog to be tall.
Yes, that's all she wants, and that endeared her to me, your arguments. But for some reason, people were very upset to see Kitty Foreman this far in the competition. I put quotes on it. Why? Why? What's the hate about Kitty?
I honestly don't know where the hate comes from, but I was surprised she was even here, and I guess it comes down to, like I've said before, I feel like there were funnier female characters in that show. And I know I've said that a couple times.
Donna
at this point.
And, let's say,
Jackie.
Jackie definitely is.
Yeah, I thought so anyway. Funnier.
I think maybe both. I think Jackie definitely has a sense of, like, I don't like you. And there were a couple characters we had, like, early on. The other Bluth, the other Bluth, you know. there were a couple of characters we had early on that were, like, funny to laugh at, but like also kind of like
kind of
mean spirited. I think that may be close to Jackie most of the time. Donna, I don't even know if she may. I think Kitty might be the funniest.
I think she is, and she's got that laugh. That
yes,
I guess maybe I just don't remember her from the show.
I'm going to say that I actually think she not only does her amount of screen time increase as the series goes on because of how funny she is, but she actually really shares the stage incredibly well with the younger and funny actors in a way that I think she is, like you guys said, I think she's funnier. This was always an easy choice for me. I am all about Kitty Foreman.
Well, speaking of characters that eventually became bigger than maybe what they initially were set out for, Sophia. I don't know if Sophia was originally supposed to be like a fourth of the cast of Golden Girls. That seems odd for me to say right now.
Yeah, because she's Dorothy's mother.
Right,
yeah.
Dorothy's mother. So. I think she was there for a few jokes or so. I'm not saying she was the Urkel of the show, or like she was just an afterthought. She was definitely there from the pilot. But it was you have these three main characters who are all of a certain age, all contemporaries of one another, and then this elder parent for them, who I don't know was originally intended to be as amazing as she ended up being. And I think, if I remember the legends correct, Estelle Getty was, I think, around the age of the other ladies from the Golden Girls.
She was the youngest.
Oh, she was the youngest?
Yes.
She was the youngest.
Actually, quite a bit, I believe.
So, like, it took a decent amount of makeup to make her that little old lady that she just became super iconic for. Like, she was this mm-hmm. person. Of course, we could only have one winner, Game 8. And the winner is, and moving on, to help defend the Golden Girls, Sophia Petrello.
Woo!
Yes. You know what? I would disagree with why is Kitty still here, but I do agree that Sophia maybe outranks it. So we've got, is that three Golden Girls remaining? Yes. I think three Golden Girls. And
We lost Blanche. Is that it?
We just lost Blanche and only barely. And no other, they are actually the most classic sitcom left on our list. They're an 80s sitcom. And everything else is a modern sitcom.
Everything else got
wow, crazy. Wow, we have babies in our listening audience. Stupid babies.
I think it also speaks to how comedy holds up in some ways, right?
No, it speaks to the stupid babies in our listening audience.
Or meme culture.
Lost our four audience members.
No, I don't know.
I'm kidding.
I'm not sure if that's true. I really do think that our audience is stupid babies. To be legit about that, you crazy, you babies. Huh? If you're not a baby, say I'm not a baby in the comments of any of the. I want to know that you're listening to this podcast before you vote in the round four.
Or maybe write some articles about your favorite characters that we've lost.
Yeah, why don't you do that, you babies? And then subscribe to us on your favorite podcatchers.
This is what tough love is.
Give us a 5-star review. If anybody's a non-productive fan this late in the years, they do not mind being called babies. Mm. In fact, they find out that is their particular fetish.
Good night, everybody!
So why is Sophia so much more, like, obviously Italian than Dorothy?
Yeah, I don't know.
She is an immigrant, and her daughter is the child of immigrants. That's a real-ass thing.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Also, wasn't her father, like, German or something?
I was going to say, where did Zbornak come from?
Oh, German. From Dorothy's husband. Name I can't remember now, but he was definitely a...
Stanley. Where is all this knowledge coming from?
My goodness. Oh, man.
Just want to go watch The Golden Girls?
I kind of want this to be a final four of Golden Girls.
Well, we can't have it anymore.
Well, it's final three.
Let's redo
three.
The podcast. Well, to be
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.